Okay, we'll open the Town of Montville Inland Wetlands Commission, April 16th, 2026 meeting. It's about 6:05. Roll call. Commissioner Vellucci, Commissioner LeClaire, Commissioner Rashto, Commissioner Majewski, and Commissioner Occhialini present. Number three, the minutes. Approval of the minutes of the March 19th, 2026 regular meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 19th, 2026 regular meeting.
Second it.
Okay, motion was made by Commissioner Rashto and second by Commissioner Majewski to accept the meeting minutes of March 19th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All in favor. Public hearing, application, none. Show cause hearing, none. Remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. Remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. Going last time. Remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. Okay, number seven, old business. A, Noble Hill parcel ID 061-002-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner Jeffrey Phillips and Jennifer Michaels. Update ongoing enforcement action, cease and correct order, unpermitted activities within the wetland and 50-foot upland review areas. Tabled from 5/15/2025 meeting.
Stacey Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. A brief update on this. On March 23rd, 2026, I received a call from Attorney Bill McCoy on behalf of the applicant, and he had finally received the final plans and was preparing an application for submission to the Planning and Zoning Commission for the April meeting. And on April 2nd, the application was delivered to our office to be accepted by the Planning and Zoning Commission on April 28th. So we are proceeding forward with that. So staff recommends that we continue this matter to the next meeting for May 21st. There's a motion in your packet.
Questions or anything?
I mean, are we going to have information then? Because I mean, we've just been kicking this can down the road.
We should get an approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission, hopefully at the April meeting, and that's just getting referred out to the building department and to the town engineer, and staff is doing a review. We shouldn't have many issues with that, so we should be able to get that approved at the Planning and Zoning meeting for April, and then he will be able to move forward with starting to correct everything, and it should be able to come off our agenda.
Does he have a time limit to correct everything?
I can tell you he's extremely anxious to get moving, to get it corrected. So I would think that we probably will have it corrected within a couple of months, the latest.
A couple months?
That's the latest. I mean, it, all the dirt's there. He's just got to move it.
I just, you know, concerned, make sure it gets done during the growing season before we get into the rain season, then we're back into the fall, and we're...
Agreed.
That's all I got.
I get you. In which case, I make a motion to continue this matter to the next regularly scheduled meeting on May 21st, 2026, and continue to do so until this matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of this committee. Commission, excuse me.
I second it.
Okay, motion is made by Commissioner Rashto and second by Commissioner LeClaire. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Passed. Old business item B, 26 IWC 3, 428 Fire Street, parcel ID 01400300000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant Mark DeRozier for regulated activities to make repairs to driveways in wetlands and URA submitted 2/20/26, date received 3/19/26, while DRD 5/23/2026.
Stacey Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. So at the last meeting of March 19, 2026, the commission found that the submitted application and supporting documents were incomplete. The applicant indicated that he would have boundaries complete a new plan for submission, and no new documents have been submitted to date. On April 2nd, I spoke with John Felice. I also spoke with him again today from boundaries, and he confirmed that he's been retained by the property owner to prepare a submittal, but he couldn't provide me with an estimated date of expected submission. But he is, in fact, working on preparing all of the documents for submission. So at this time, staff would recommend that that this be continued to the next regularly scheduled meeting of May 21st. Mr. DeRosa is here. Should the commission have any questions?
Just gotta wait for the engineer.
There's a motion in your packet, motion to continue.
I'll grab that one as well.
Thank you.
I make a motion to continue application number 26, IWC3, 428 Fire Street, parcel ID 014-003-000, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner applicant Mark DeRosier for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review area for repairs to an existing driveway due to flooding until the next regularly scheduled meeting on May 21st, 2026.
I second it.
Okay, a motion was made by Commissioner Rochko, seconded by Commissioner LeClair. All in favor?
Aye.
Is anybody opposed? No. Motion carried. Item C, 26, IWC4, Butler Town Road, parcel ID not applicable, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner, applicant, Town of Montville, for regulated activities within the URA for a roadway improvement project.
Stacey Radford, Zoning and Wetlands Officer, for the record. This application was presented by Kyle Hallbart from CLA at the last meeting. Staff has no new comments. There is a motion for approval suggested in your packet. Kyle is here. Should the commission have any additional questions for him?
I think he did a good job last month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it was thorough.
And if you drive by there, it's pretty obvious.
I wasn't here last month. None of you have lingering concerns with the project?
No. No. It's just pretty straightforward. He's going to put the stormwater separator in there to protect the water and everything and regrade the road, throw some catch basins in there.
Okay. Thank you.
Only thing I'm concerned about is the price.
Well, I'll make a motion again. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations in Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 26, IWC, for Butler Town Road, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner, applicant, Town of Montville, for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the roadway improvement project per the application and associated documents submitted on March 10th, 2026, and plan entitled Butler Town Road Improvement Project dated February 27th, 2026. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
I second it.
Okay, a motion was made by Commissioner Rochko and seconded by Commissioner Clare. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Nope. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thanks,
Scott. New business, none. Correspondence?
I do have something. Chairman Brush had sent me over a copy of an email that he received. From the chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I will read that to you. Good afternoon, everyone. The Planning and Zoning Commission is beginning the process of developing an updated plan of conservation and development and a comprehensive housing plan. To ensure these documents reflect a broad range of community and regulatory perspectives, we are forming a dedicated advisory committee to guide the process. We respectfully request that your commission select one representative to serve on this committee. This individual will play a vital role in shaping the town's long-term vision and ensuring that the specific expertise of your board is presented in our planning efforts. Committee details and commitment. Collaboration. The representative will work alongside the land use and development staff and our selected professional consultants. Meeting frequency. Meetings are anticipated to occur quarterly. Project timeline. The committee will be active for approximately 12 to 18 months, and the anticipated kickoff is June or July of 2026. We would appreciate a reply with the name of your selected representative by May 1st, 2026, or shortly thereafter. Thank you for your cooperation and your commitment to the future of our community. Sincerely, Billy Piniaz, Chairman, the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Commissioner Bush.
I'll do it.
He did ask if anyone was interested, if I could ask the commission if there is anyone interested, and just to advise him accordingly, if anyone's interested and someone wants to make a motion to put somebody on that advisory committee.
I don't know if I'm too green, but I would do it if you guys don't want to. Doesn't make sense to me.
You won't be green for long.
I guess not.
Does anyone want to make a motion?
I'd make a motion to do so.
I second it.
Favor.
Okay.
All right.
There was a motion made in second to put Anthony Volucci on the...
Thanks.
What do you want to call it?
Advisory committee. For the Plan of Conservation and Development.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody. Other business. A 2026-27 Inland Wetlands Commission budget was included in the packet. I think that's what we really talked about last month. We had that other spreadsheet.
Right. So this is the proposed budget, which our office anticipates to be submitted for the 2026-2027 budget session. If anyone has any questions, it's pretty straightforward. Secretary salary, we base that off of what we pretty much spent the year prior, and that has in fact been increased to $1,500. And training and conferences, we are upping to $250 because there are going to be some requirements with the new legislature that's requiring additional training. That's where we stand with what we're proposing to present to the finance board. Does anyone have any questions on it? We just need a motion to send this recommendation to the finance committee.
I'll make a motion to send it to the finance committee.
I second it.
Okay, a motion was made by Commissioner Majewski, second by Commissioner Clare, to send the proposed budget to the budget committee, finance committee, for the next fiscal year. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No one.
Tough meeting.
Yep. Executive session, none. One more thing.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, you beat me. sorry I was late. We could have done this in 15 minutes.
That's okay.
Okay. Please. You got it.
Yeah. Thank you.